Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, a little bit later on the broadcast, Dr. Robert Jeffress with the postulation, what would it be like to spend 18 minutes with Jesus? Pretty interesting question, actually. We'll also have Amy Swear taking on the big bad gun industry issue, Abby Johnson on a new Michigan poll, and Joe Borelli talking all things New York and elections. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Friends, 34 days. 34 days, if you want to change the tone of everything that you're having to live through right now, you have 34 days to get your neighbors, your friends, your parents, your family to the polls, to voting, and to make it count. 34 days from right now. You got to go get it done. There's no exceptions to this. There's no excuses. If you're tired of being unable to ride the subway because you're just scared. That doesn't make you a bad person, by the way. It means you have a rational brain in your head. But if you're just concerned about, you know, walking down the street at a little bit past dark these days because you don't know who's going to. I kid you not, earlier today I was in an office building in Lower Manhattan. I got on the elevator. There was a disheveled, disgruntled-looking youth on the elevator with me. And as I walked past him to the other side of the elevator, where, you know, the etiquette is you want to stand on opposite sides so you're not in each other's space because, you know, the COVID thing and all the rest. And as I just glanced past him, I got the biggest second degree hit of weed that I've ever had in my life. You could not get it out of the elevator. And he got off on a medical floor of the building we were in. But there's something that goes through your head when you're dealing with potheads, big baggy jackets. You can't see what the lump is that's behind his, you know, his right side and his belt there. What is that? What is that lump? These things start going through your head when you live in modern day New York. Here to discuss is Joe Borelli, minority leader for the city council and a great city councilman from the great borough of Staten Island. Joe, welcome back. Always good to have you. Tell me where I'm exaggerating here.
I think you might be exaggerating by telling people you didn't take a hit of his good stuff. It sounded like he had some good stuff maybe to offer you.
But Joe, okay, you know where our studios are. When we come up from the garage that's a couple of blocks from here, there's a subway stop under there, and they've got the big metal plates on the street, and steam comes out nonstop. Every time I walk past that little strip of street, it's nothing but a big cloud of weed. I don't know how much weed they're smoking in the subway, but it is ferociously coming out of the vents. And I'm thinking, if these kids are down there, and this kid on the elevator, he probably wasn't older than, I don't know, 19, 20 years old. But you know that he didn't make any sense. He was kind of mumbling and talking and didn't make any sense. I think he got off on the wrong floor. But this is New York City. This is what we live in now.
Well, this is a state of play, and I think you pointed it out quite accurately. It's only 34 more days till people have that binary choice between Lee Zeldin, who is, by all accounts, rational, a strong leader, someone who could save the state, and Kathy Hochul, who has been, in some ways worse than Andrew Cuomo. I think she's less competent, perhaps less evil, but certainly less competent, perhaps more corrupt with all these daily pay-to-play stories that keep expanding and breaking. So people have a choice. If they like the state of play, if they like the constant smell of weed, if they like the constant fear of being pushed in front of a subway track, if they like seeing people getting stabbed on the nightly news, if they like the front page of the tabloids filled with murderers and not just, good old celebrity sex scandals and things like that, then this is the state of play. This is the choice we have in New York.
Yeah. And it's not just in the governor's race, but Joe, there's so much that the governor can do to impact policy. Talk to my people for a second about why the governor's race in New York is a bigger race than it is in other states.
Well, you have this case now where you have David Soares, an Albany prosecutor, probably highlights the problem the best. David Soares was a George Soros prosecutor. A progressive, someone who wore the moniker of the left very proudly. He has now reversed course and said the governor has to change our bail reform laws. We're letting people out who should not be let out. We're letting people out after too short of sentences. I mean, if that doesn't cause some pause amongst the broader audience nationwide that these policies in woke New York are abject failures, and I don't know what a woke prosecutor coming out and saying we've all been wrong this whole time, what more can that actually do?
Yeah.
New York has been the experiment on all these criminal justice reforms, and every single one of them has been a failure. Not one of them has made us safer. Not one of them has let people perhaps out of jail with shorter sentences without sacrificing public safety anywhere. None of this has actually worked, despite them repeating over and over that it will.
It's been amazing to see how much crime has just come to be accepted by one party in the political process here in New York. And, I saw on the news a couple of weeks ago that Chicago and Illinois, they think, cashless bail is the second coming. So they're all excited to get their cashless bail system going. Lived in Chicago for a long time. Man, my heart breaks for that city because it's going to do just the same damage there that it's done here. Joe, besides that, you also have kind of incompetency in how the state is handling some of the bigger issues. And I want to talk about this as it relates to your borough specifically. But Staten Island's being loaded up in hotels and cruise boats and everything else with the migrants that are being shipped here. Is that Adams' fault? Is that Hochul's fault? Who's doing that?
Is it Adams' fault? No, I would put the blame firmly on, and it's not Hochul's fault either. I would put the blame firmly on Joe Biden. Recall, during the Trump administration, people did still get to seek asylum status. They still got welcomed into the United States as asylum seekers, people perhaps fleeing Venezuela like they are today. But we had a remain in Mexico policy. We had a policy where people had to remain in their first safe country outside of their one that, where they posed the dangers posed to them. That changed. The downstream effect is that now you have just millions of people coming across the border, thousands of them coming to New York, and because of stupid sanctuary city laws and our stupid state constitution, which requires a right to shelter, now we are in this case where we have to pay for all of these people. So, yes, we are doing hotels as we speak. They just leased one not too far from where I live. In one of my colleagues' districts, we were out there yesterday protesting. By the way, this neighborhood, Travis neighborhood on Staten Island, has no homeless problem. We checked the 311 records. There's no record of a problem before the homeless migrant shelter has come in. Adams is talking about a cruise ship, and a cruise ship helps them politically because instead of having 30 or 40 fights with local officials on citing homeless shelters, they can get 1,500 people, 2,000 people on one big giant love boat. And Kevin, let me be clear. The boat is going to be something interesting to see because there will not be a greater symbol of the abject failure of Biden's border crisis and of Democratic sanctuary city and right to shelter laws than seeing the SS Minnow and the Love Boat floating in New York Harbor with migrants strolling the promenade deck and sitting in deck chairs on the federal government's dime. This will be a lightning rod of anger in the midterms, and just to highlight how bad things have gotten.
Yeah. Well, as I said at the top, Councilman, you've helped us understand it even better. If people want different outcomes, they have to vote for different people to go exact that. The only race immediately that I'm concerned that you don't do that in is Councilman Borelli. Send him back to the city council. Yes. We definitely want that to occur. And we will keep Congresswoman Maliotakis and Stefanik and some of the other ones that are doing a good job. But get the yahoos out of there, because we've got to make these changes. Councilman, appreciate your time. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Up next, you won't believe what voters are saying is the number one issue. Coming right back.